Hello, welcome back again for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm with my brother Jared.
Hello.
And my name is Hannah Brim, and we are thankful to be here. We're excited.
Very, very thankful.
We are so excited. We're excited for the body of Christ. We're excited for what God is doing, and we know that we're living in it now. And so Jared's just going to expound off yesterday.
Yesterday, you know, it kind of at the end, we kind of brought up how to apply this oneness, abiding in Him. There's ways to apply it. It's brought up by Paul in Hebrews. And we brought up the scriptures. And turning to it now, Hebrews 10:19, and it goes through 25. But I'll just read a couple of the verses. It says, therefore, Hebrews 10:19, brethren, since we have confidence to enter in the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. So what I want to talk about, and that's applying it. Of course, we're there by spirit. We are there right now. We're redeemed. We're seated with the Father at the right hand. However, there is a part with our soul. There is a part with salvation that Christ made. When Jesus gave up His life, the Father sent Him for salvation. Sometimes we think just salvation, going to heaven. Oh, dear ones, no. Believers, no. It is not just going to heaven. The Father is not a father of doing incomplete things. The Father's salvation as a whole, and it is spirit, it is mind, soul, and body. It is mind, spirit, soul, and body. Excuse me, spirit, soul, and body. And what I mean by it is a complete walking in holiness and walking. That is true revelation of grace by Jesus. True revelation of grace.
Yes,
you're gonna walk in more holiness. And that is the complete salvation. I don't mean salvation going to heaven. You know, in Philippians, Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He wasn't saying work out your salvation to go to heaven, to do good things. He meant let the working of the complete work of God in you be brought forth by the Father.
Yes.
It's by the Father that He does it.
Yes.
How? Set your mind on those things. See yourself there and applying it. And that, and just wait and see. Wait and see the fruit come forth. It is not your work, but
Amen.
Him working through you. And that rest. And Hannah wanted to kind of go off about us being in a prayer life and our bodies being prayer. And that is another part of living, letting the Father working His complete wholeness, complete salvation in you.
Yes.
So go ahead, please, Hannah.
Well, I had been listening to a minister, and the Lord had been expounding and to my heart about what was revealed to them, and it has been ministering to me. And chapter Luke, I'll be reading chapter 19, so the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 46. And this is Jesus, and to kind of before talk about what is going on here, he was in the temple. And there were different, my grandmother was actually helping and sharing with me about the temple, how there were different levels to the temple and how they had people who were selling things and doing their business as selling things outside of the temple, and they started moving in.
Well, at first it wasn't wrong. It was approved.
Right.
Outside of the temple in certain places.
And so they moved into the temple and to the holy places of the temple. And so Jesus is, you know, walking in there in verse 45. We'll start in verse 45. And He went into the temple and began, He saw this, and He began to drive out all those who were selling. And this is what He told them. Verse 46, He said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a cave of robbers. And this is what I wanted to expound on, was my house, what Jesus had said, and He was quoting from Isaiah 56 and 7, that prophecy said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and that the temple is a holiness, a holy place for the Lord. They're the Shekinah glory of God was in that place, and that place was very holy to the Jews, and it was God's place. And now we know that Jesus, you know, he paid the price. He died on the cross for us, that now through his blood, we are those temples. It says the mystery in Colossians that was hidden before the ages, that mystery is now in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And go ahead.
I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to say something.
Go ahead. What? Okay. Yeah.
And it's a who? Why? Thank you, Lord. We come here. Hot a song. Hey, at a moment. At a moment. Hey, it is a su cannot. A su cannot. A tomatatique. Oh, Father. Oh, it has been time. This isn't the time. It's been the time. And to take. You are to take. You are the temple. You are to receive what has already been prayed. You are this temple. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Father. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. We receive that. We are the temple. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We are the temple. And
that was just the Father, the Holy Spirit expounding off what you're talking about.
Yes, and something that has been opening to me by the Holy Spirit has been, you know, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, that he became that sin so we could be those temples for the glory of God. By his blood is how we are containers, we're vessels of this glory. And he had said, Jesus had told them, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And this is in Luke 19:46. And he said, this is a house of prayer. And we, as the body, these as that word by the Holy Ghost through Jared, as we're taking those temples of ours that are our bodies, and, you know, just expounding from the prayer part that really has ministered to me, and I know it will bless you, and is wherever we go. You know, there are days that we always spend time with God. He's a jealous God, and we spend that separate time with him, and we pray in the Spirit, and we sometimes he just wants us to wait on him. And we get into the word, and we listen to him. But sometimes we're, you know, everyday life, wherever we're going, we're those temples, we're those houses of prayer. And it's really ministered to me. The other day I was getting my nails done. And as you know, ladies, if you get your, and men, yeah, actually my brother Brandon, he gets his toes done.
Oh, and his, man, calling him
it's
out.
It's pretty funny. But ladies and gentlemen, if you know, you go and get your nails done. And they had this idol, and they were Vietnamese. And nothing against the Vietnamese at all.
We love them.
We love them. Everyone. We love all of them. And my heart, you know, God's heart is the world. He made them all. And so anyways.
Meant religion-wise. You're talking religion-wise.
All the religion. Yeah,
like the religion.
And we're getting their nails, my nails done, and I walk into there to the store, the nail salon, and I see an idol, and it has a big donut in front of it, and it made
like
me.
It's food. Like
yes, it food. Was food for the idol, and I kind of, like I just did, I kind of laughed, And I thought, and as soon as I did that, because the Lord has been ministering to me about my body as a house of prayer, and wherever I go, that I see things to pray about, and there's a reason that He wants to that you see that, so you can give that to the Father. And
instead of making a remark, kind of
negative,
whatever, that's funny or silly.
Yes. And being desensitized to it, but being aware of those things around you and people around you.
That's
and
in context real quick. Like if you see people talking negative or you're like, wow, that person has some issues.
Yeah.
And then you go around and saying he's a jerk or he has issues. Well, that was for you to pray about.
Yeah. Right. That's good.
Sorry.
That's a continual thing. No, that's good. I'm glad. And so, I saw that. And as soon as I made that nervous laugh and chuckled, the Holy Ghost got onto me. He didn't get onto me, but impressed into my heart. I suddenly felt His heart for those people and their cry out because they are searching for the real God and they're honoring. They don't know. They believe that's their God, you know. Jesus hasn't been revealed to them. And my heart and prayer was something to, as a temple of God and a house of prayer, that to see that I didn't just see that for any reason, but something to pray about and to love on them and to show them His love. And so the Lord has been ministering to me about that, is wherever I go, that noticing those things around me. And like Jared had said, not speaking negative about it. But there's a reason you heard that conversation. There's a reason you saw
encountered that mean person.
Yes. There's a purpose for it. And it's an everyday training. We're all in training. Because sometimes it slips out and you don't even realize what you had said. But it's like, Lord, help them. To help them. Because that's what He's about. It's an intercessor. As He's the high priest.
You're a priest. You're a priest as He is.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
So just expounding on that. And, you know, wherever you're at, wherever you work at your church, you know, you hear gossip. I'm going to say that one more time. You hear gossip. You know, to not talk about that person. The Lord was speaking to me about something, and He said, that's my person. You're not they're a Christian. They're a believer. And He said, that's my creation. Who, you know, it talks about the end of Romans. Who am I? When it's the one, God is the one who made us right standing with Him.
The one to judge. He was the one to make right standing. He didn't judge. Yes. He sent Jesus.
Yes. That's powerful. You know, Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. You talk about, that was prayer. That was prayer right there. Thank you, Lord. So we're excited and thank you so much with joining us with this week. And we believe that God's touching your heart. And if you want to reach us at our address, Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And you can call us at our office here, 417-336-4877. And again, we're thankful to be with you today. And you're listening to us, and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.